With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The U.S. says 3,000 North Korean troops have deployed to Russia and are training at several locations. White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby says the North Korean troops are being trained, but it's unclear for what purpose.
We do not yet know whether these soldiers will enter into combat alongside the Russian military, but this is certainly a highly concerning probability. After completing training, these soldiers could travel to Western Russia and then engage in combat against the Ukrainian military.
Also at SRNnews.com, Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Riyadh.
Here in Riyadh, a series of meetings that kick off a round of diplomacy with Arab leaders, starting here, then off to Qatar, and then he'll be in London towards the end of the week to meet the Egyptians, Jordanians and others there. That's all about the so-called day after plan, a plan for post-war Gaza, which they need the key sponsorship of this key power, Saudi Arabia, to get behind if that is to be successful.
Former President Trump says he's been in touch with Israel's prime minister. Speaking at a town hall event in Georgia Wednesday, the former president said Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called him Tuesday. The two have a very good relationship. Trump said Israel's fortunate that it did not listen to President Biden regarding the war in Gaza, adding that if they had, they'd be waiting for a bomb to drop on them. L.A. County D.A. says his decision on the Menendez brothers' case is coming by the end of the week. Lyle and Eric Menendez have been behind bars since shooting their parents to death in their Beverly Hills mansion back in 1989. New evidence in the case suggests the guys may have been sexually and physically abused by their father. A judge will decide if the brothers should be resentenced. This is SRN News. Norwegian clergymen take a stand. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
An ecumenical coalition of dozens of Christian churches has signed a declaration opposing gay marriage and the LGBT agenda. The statement says, quote, "We believe that gender diversity and sexual diversity is not based on medical knowledge and natural science. This gender ideology is also incompatible with our Christian faith and understanding of reality." Norway legalized gay marriage in 2009 and recently passed hate crimes laws that punish criticism of the LGBT lifestyle. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
There's a battle over transgenderism going on in the Mountain West College Sports Conference. So far, four teams have forfeited women's volleyball games against San Jose State because the school has a guy on the squad. Boise State, Southern Utah, Utah State, and Wyoming have all opted not to play San Jose State, and it looks like Nevada will forfeit a game this weekend. This is SRN News. U.S. taxpayers will see higher standard deductions for 2025.
The Internal Revenue Service detailed the increases in its annual inflation adjustments. For single taxpayers and married individuals filing separately in tax year 2025, the standard deduction is rising to $15,000, up $400 from 2024. And for couples who file jointly, that standard deduction will be $30,000 for 2025, an $800 increase from the year prior.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Amazon says Prime members can now save 10 cents a gallon at the pump. The discount can be redeemed at around 7,000 BP and Amoco stations across the country. AI software firm Anthropic has a new tool that can control a user's mouse cursor. It's called computer use. You can give multi-step instructions to have it move the cursor, look at screens, and type. More details at SRNnews.com.